equipment, like for the restaurant, $300, or is it literally just for payroll?
Good afternoon, Tropical Dave. On how may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is Shannon in, please?
One moment, please. Could I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Ruben. It's not a sales call. I just missed your call.
All right, one moment.
Thanks.
Come into Truffles and Avon any Thursday morning.
Thanks. Hi, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
It's been a fun one. I have some very upset customers, to be honest, so I'm trying to work through their issues.
Uh-oh.
Well, I try to do a good job for people, but I can't control everything, so.
No, you really can't.
No, I actually, not to be arrogant, I think I do a pretty good job by people, so.
Well, you did a great job for us, so we're happy.
I'm working. So, you sent the documents. I wish you had scanned a copy because I could start working, but that's okay.
I did
scan a copy.
I have a copy here that I can scan and send to you. That was actually one of my questions, too, is if that would help. So.
That would. So
okay.
I'm working through all the little issues, getting things dinged off. Now, you still have the title in your hand, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So what do I need from you?
Do you want me to scan you a copy of the title front and back, too, just so you have
it? I already have that.
Or did I do that? I can't remember.
Yeah, you already sent it to me. I already have that. So I guess the... Let's bring this up. Hold on. So you had a question of can debiting your account.
Yes, and I did get a hold of them, but I wanted to be able to call customer service, but I didn't know which day that funded.
Okay, so I believe I get a funding notice. It doesn't mean the loan is transferred, but let's see. I think that was like the funds probably got transferred Thursday or Friday.
Thursday,
so let's see.
That's what I was thinking.
So they probably... I would just give them a ring and say, hey, look, you got a wire on probably Friday. Just wanted to make sure my account. And they're, you know.
They'll refund money. So.
Yeah, absolutely. No one's in that business like holding your feet to the fire.
Right.
So if you can scan me that copy, and then I'm going to have the vendor send you that second invoice since we're doing that, you know, like 44 and change. So you'll owe them the difference. And then we will get this moving. I don't need anything from you right now. I did have a question on the title. So this is what I'm guessing. The title says... Give me a second. So it says Truffles Bakery and Kit... It says OR. So I'm guessing that means Truffles Bakery and Kitchen or Shannon and Gil Walton. Is that correct?
Possibly. Yeah, that could be because, I think it was probably Gil because his name was on it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let's just see what I have. So... I think we should be pretty much good to go. The only thing I'll just need to gather from you, and I'm going to send you an email later this evening, is they just like to sign and date on the tax returns because we have electronic copies. So I'm just going to extract the pages I need signed and just scan them over for you guys to sign and date and send back to me. But my assumption is that I've got the equipment approved. I don't see any issues, but I should try to get this into funding tomorrow. And if anything happens, I'll let you know. But it seems like a pretty straightforward transaction to me. They did have one question for me. So who's doing the wrap on the vehicle? Are you guys doing it or is the vendor? Who's painting it, basically?
We're paying for it.
Okay.
We're paying for it through a separate vendor.
Okay, so there's a separate vendor that's actually going to paint it and wrap it?
Yes.
All right, cool. And you're doing that after the equipment goes in, I assume?
I'm sorry?
You're doing that after the equipment is...
That's correct. Yes.
Gotcha. All right, cool. So other than that, I think we're pretty much good to go. So you'll just get an email from me tonight just saying boom, 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 and then we'll get it done.
All right. I'm sending those loan documents right now. I just sent them, so you should have them shortly.
Cool. Let's take a look.
It's still waiting to send. It's just taking a second here.
No worries.
I'll just make sure you have it before I get off the phone.
Sure.
The way my email's been going.
Oh, okay.
heaven's sake, it's still sitting in there. Okay, I'm going to close it.
Sure, sure. Well, yeah,
and then I'm going to get back in, and we're going to see what happens.
Sure.
The best thing for me to do is get the application from you guys. It's a short one-page app. Basically, you both fill it out and send it back to me. See what I
can
do.
Well, it's not cooperating with me right now, so now I can't even open my Outlook, so I'm going to have to reboot my machine.
No worries. Can I give you just a little homework of what I need, actually? Because if you could do this for me, it'd make my life a little easier. So on the 2014 personal return, can you and Gil just sign and date that, please? You can use today's date. That's fine. And then on the 1120F, the corporate return, could you and Gil also date that and just send that over to me?
Okay. So which pages?
Let's take a look. Give me a second. So let's take a look at this. Okay. I think it's the first page, but let me just make a sense. Give me a second, Shannon. Did your email issues get solved?
No, I'm trying again. It says there was an error. Yeah, really weird. Wow. Wow, something really weird. I don't know what's happening with this.
Got your first email, got that. Okay. The one you just sent the documents.
Really? You got it? Did you really?
Yeah.
Because it said that there was an error sending it, and so I deleted it, because it was sitting in my outbox. I deleted it, and I sent it just now. I sent it again.
Okay.
Yeah, there's another email. All right, so you might get another copy. Weird.
Okay. And so you're painting or you're wrapping the vehicle?
Wrapping it.
Cool. How much does that run?
I'm not sure. Gil's in charge of that.
But it's obviously the equipment goes in first, correct?
Yes.
All right. So let's just bring this over. Okay. So what's your password? It's 76595, right?
95, right.
So unless I am wrong. Okay. So you're going to sign and date the first, well, it's technically it's page, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, but it's the first page of the 1120S, of the corporate return. It just says signature of Officer Shannon, so you just sign there and date it. And then on the 1040, it's the second page of your personal return, and you and Gil should both be signing and dating.
All right, so you only need those two pages then?
Correct.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Well, I won't see him till later, so I'll have to get that to you later.
No worries.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.